This week's parsha, Parshas HaShavua, is B'Shalach, which is the parsha of Shir V'Zimru, Oz Yoshir, which is Naftar B'Chlal, is also one of the Shir, Shir of Dvero. So this is certainly Shira is a chilek, an integral chilek of tefillah, besides the fact that very many times during this parasha, tefillah is mentioned. They daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu as they came out, they saw Mitzrayim behind them, they called out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and as we mentioned the Medrash that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu put them in their matzav that they should call out to Ribbono Shel Olam. He wanted to hear their voice again, and they called out. And once they called out, already Kadosh Baruch Hu, Terem Yukaveni, and they came to Oz Yashir, they gave her daughter Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then they came tomorrow, and they called out to Kadosh Baruch Hu again. As the end of the parasha is the same thing with Amalek, also the Dhamma to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The name of Tefillah certainly makes its way through the entire parasha. And Hoidah is an integral part, this Esther Shir, the Tefillah on Chizkiyu HaMelech, the reason why we didn't come out of HaMashiach, Chazal says, is because he didn't give Shir. So we, Baruch Hashem, we didn't have to make up any Shir ourselves. The Shir is there for us. Every day we have the Shir that's already printed for us. The words are there. All we have to do is really give a little bit of thought to it, and then we'll take be mekayim the inyan of Hoidos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam, and be mahalal mezamer. Just to continue a little bit with Hoidu, till the end of, we mentioned earlier that it's really two kapitlach in Telem, Kapitel Kuf Hei and Kapitel Tzadivov. We'll finish up Kapitel Kuf Hei today, I hope. Just going a little bit weiter. Says, Zichru la'ilam b'yisoy, davar te'el avdar. Zichru is Pashas referring to Klal Yisrael. You should be zeicher la'ilam b'yisoy, the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davar tziva le'el avdar, that which he was mitzaveh for le'el avdar. It's not clear what is he referring to. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaveh le'el avdar? So, the Torah was given le'el avdar. That's the Dover Tziva was given out of the door, because it says that it was tough Kuf Ayin Dal Deris. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mavir 974 Deris from the Olam, and he wasn't Bera. And he gave the Torah after 26 Deris from the beginning of Briyas Olam. Altogether, it's 1,000 Deris. That's the Lachar Pashup Shat of Dover Tziva Lel of Dor. Now, the problem is, how do you read the Hemshech? The Hemshech doesn't read so well, because it's going on the Brit.
What was that
tough Kuf Ayin Dal? It says that the Torah was already there in place 974 Duris before the world was created. Either because he was going to create other Duris, or he was going to... At the end of the day, instead of creating those Duris, he started only with Adam Rishon, which was after 974 Duris. And he gave the Torah 26 generations later. 10 to Noach, 10 to Avram, and from Avram to Moshe was another 6. Altogether, Sacha calls 1,000 Deris. I think it's a Furish Gemara. What? Chagiyo. Thank you. Furish Gemara Chagiyo. This is... That the Torah was already there that many Deris before him. Sacha Barai Sabar Alma for sure was there before him. That's Lachar the Pashtus. The problem is how do you read the Hemshech? We're referring to a bris. Zichru la'ilam b'risoy, davar tzvel avdar, asher karas es Avram, b'shvur la'isoy li'yitzok, v'imdeh li'akir v'chalik Yisrael b'ris erilam. What was that bris? Le'emor l'chalat en'eot kanan, chavan achalastem. The bris is clearly going on the bris of giving the land of Eretz Kanan, Eretz Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael. So those that attack him are farish that way, that it's referring to giving the land. Rashi, Zivra Yomim seems to learn like that. El avdar, I saw that Iyun Yosef, he says, that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemer HaBris VaChesed Lo'ya Vav L'Shemer Mitzvayisav La'el Avdar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemer the Bris La'el Avdar. What Bris? The Bris of all Brisim. But certainly the Bris that he made with the Aves was to give Klal Yisrael La'el Avdar. Because really the world's not going to last that long. So La'el Avdar, the Eretz Yisrael. Interestingly enough, I thought maybe this is Pshat. Interestingly enough, in Tehillim it says Zohar la'ilam b'risoy. Zohar is referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here it says Zir and Divrei Yom, which we say is Zichru Lo'im B'Yisrael. Zichru is referring to Klal Yisrael. Zochar, you could say, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Zichru the Brit, means the Brit to give it to Klal Yisrael. Zichru, to give Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. Zichru means you, a Tzivur to Klal Yisrael, that's going on the Torah in front of you. You should remember the Brit. Can send a Zakim for both of the Pshatim. And the Hemshek is still a little bit schwer. We can understand both the Pshatim, whether it's Zochar or Zichru. Zichru lo'en b'yisrael, David Tzrael Avdor, Asher Karas as Avram, which we will say in the Yitzchok. He was curious the Bris originally with Avram, he says, you should look, Tzvain of Enegba, the whole Aretz I'm going to give to you. That was the Bris that he was curious with Avram Avinu. He says, I'm going to give it to your children. Who is his children? He has two children. He had many afterwards. Yishmol and Yitzchok. Shvuah also in Yitzchok. He was Mekayim the Shvuah, when he was Nishba, by the Akedah, to be Mamshich, that bris with Avram, with Yitzchak, not with Yishmol, rather with Yitzchak. The Amidel Yaakov, and he was mimed it for who are the children of Yitzchak. Also, he had two children. When he said Lazarcha Tenenno, it could have been Esau. On that, he was mimed it Yaakov Lechayk. Like we mentioned before, in Yaakov and Yisrael, Yaakov is even when they don't deserve things, they're not on the richtig gedarga. Yisrael is on the richtig gedarga. Yaakov Lechayk. Lechayk means, regardless of whether or not they deserve it, it's a chayk for them. Yisrael bris erlam, Yisrael, when they're on the darga, that's like a bris, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's bris with them. Bris erlam, leimor. What did they say? Lecho etein eos kenan, chavan achalaschem. Interestingly enough, the pasuk starts in Lashon Yachid and ends off in Lashon Ram. Lecho etein eos kenan, chavan achalaschem. I'm going to give Eretz Kanaan, chevel, the portion of nachalaschem, of your inheritance. You're in plural. So what's it referring to? So the those that say l'mar l'cha etein eretz kanan means l'cha to each one of the obvious. He said l'cha etein eretz kanan. Chava nachalaschem, referring to the whole Klal Yisrael. Maybe chava nachalaschem could be also al pi. Well, we'll say in the Gaon from a second. In a second, a chevel is a rope which is made up of strands that are wound together, twined together. So once you have three together, chuta meshulish leib meheri notik. That's the chevel. So he told each one individually. Each one he said individually, and that turned into a chevel of nachalaschem. That all together turned into a chevel. The Gaon says pshat, leimor lecha etein eretz kanan means lecha. He only gave Avram eretz kanan. He didn't give everybody else eretz kanan. And the Yerushalayim, Harabayis, and the Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim he gave to Avram Avinu, Harabayis, which is by the Akedah, he gave to Yitzchak Avinu, and the Mokom Mikdash was where Yaakov slept, Har Meriah, on the Har Meriah. The Mokom Mikdash, Mokom Ashato, Sheikh Valeo, Lechot Rinu Zarecho, that was the Beis Hamikdash that he gave to Yaakov Avinu. So when you wound the three together, he says that turned into a Chevel, all three of them. Eretz Yisrael B'chalus was Lecho, to you. Chevanachalaschem is referring to Yerushalayim, Harabayis, and the Beis Hamikdash, that was Taka with only three of them together. V'yoyisachem is same as far. When was the Kadosh Baruch Hu Maftiach to give us Eretz Yisrael? V'yoyisachem when you were Misei Mispar. Misei Mispar means Anoshim, Misim. Misei is Anoshim that were Mispar that you could count. You could count any male. You count a million people also. Rashi asks the question. 1,000 people, he says. Kimat, when you were a small amount of people, Vigarimba. You weren't living in the land. If somebody's living in the land already and they tell you, listen here, somebody comes over to you, knocks on your door, and says, oh, by the way, I'm going to give your grandchildren this house. Shkoyach. I paid a lot of money for this house. I've been living here for the last 20 years. What's the big... So they weren't even living there. Be'etzim. They were the same as for a few people. Kimat. Vigarimba. They were living there, but they weren't living there as Tvuim. They were living there as Girim. Ve'isalcha Migoyal Goy. Bechlal. They were going from place to place. They went Migoyal Goy. A Goy is, says the Siyach Yitzchak, is somebody that is a nation that doesn't have a king. Specifically, it's a bunch of people that are living together. And they went to different mamlachas. They went to Mitzrayim. They went to. When they were in the goyim, by the goyim, by the different countries, he didn't allow anybody to bother them. It's not because they didn't realize that they were there, and that's why they just didn't bother them. Rather, as we see by Avimelech and by Parai and by Lavan, they were all malachim, even Lavan. It says he was Kushan Rish Hashem, Melech Aram Naraim, Chazal saying. He was Mechiach them, and he told them, Al Tigu B'Mishichoi, B'Mri Al Tereyu. Don't touch my anointed ones, my Mishichoi, my the unique ones of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and there bin Viya El Tereu, I saw that Nivya is actually referring to those that say it's referring to the Imoris. Atigum Shekhar is referring to the Avesu. Nivya El Tereu, they were also Nivyais, and that was what the Nivya El Tereu was, that he says Al Tigubi, he was Moinea, the Avimelech and Pari from being Nagea in the Imoris. But it's also true, it also refers to Yaakov and it refers to other people. Nivya El Tereu, that's what he told Lavan. Just to be masakim, what it is, says the Siach Yitzchak a very interesting thing. He says, it's a beautiful Indian that we're speaking about the Havtocha that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to give our Yisrael to. He says, but it's not just what was in the past, it's a limit for the future, he says. From the past we can take to the future. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mavtiach Davis, I'm going to give you this land. And we don't see that he gave him the land. They were Girim, they were Teshavim, they were going Vyogitz Bigror, he went to the Eretz Plishtim, he went to Mitzrayim, nobody really had it. He was Mavtiach to them, he was gonna give it to them, and he wasn't Makayim as Avtocha. He says, but at the end of the day, Taka Klai Yisrael got it. It's the same thing that we're in Golis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mavtiach, the Toif, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gonna be Goyalas. It doesn't look like we're in such a month. The amount of things that happen to Klai Yisrael and Golis, it looks like we're. But at the end of the day, we'll see, just like by the Ovis, will also be Zeche. He says, I don't know if he quotes a Chazal, I'm not sure this is also in Chazal. He says, it's like Or Lifnei Ador. You mafshir an animal, you take the Or, and you want to work it. So you put it down on the. You throw it outside, really, and everybody tramples on it. And when you trample on it, it works. So somebody that's passing by sees the Balabais, take the Or, take the hide, and throw it outside, looks like he's being mafshir. And then not only that, everybody's trampling on them. He says, but what happens at the end of the day, after everybody trampling on them, after everything, and it gets worked through and through, then he takes it back, and Itaka has the terrific piece of leather. He says, same thing with Klai Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kilu threw them out of Eretz Yisrael, and Rachman Atlan, people trample them throughout the generations. When you see the final product, and you see the Gula Shlema is going to come, Bezer Hashem, and a Yid can still sing even when he's in Golas and be Mizamer even when he's in Golas and he's talking out in some English because we see what happened in the past and that's our limit for the future. I would suggest, just because this week is B'Shalach, that to be a Kabbalah for 1 week is to say Yaz Yashir with the trap as they do when they lean. Ashir El Hashem Ki Goyi Go, if you have enough time. That's the difficult part. But once you do that, it's already mechayev you, so you can't run through it. You have to go a little bit slower. You may some leave, and taka, that's appreciate the shir for what it is.